only on Indie 101.5 CIOI.
La 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 la.
Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
Steel City Music.
It's incredible.
Stuff from Ivory Iguana out of Hamilton, Ontario. The track is called Vices. This show is Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner. Thanks for tuning in. The show is dedicated to what's going on in the greater Hamilton area, also new music, what's going on in Hamilton music-wise. You know, all the fun stuff, you know, art, culture, I don't know, interviews, I don't know. Stuff that just gets you out of the house and gets you outside of your head a little bit. You know what I mean? Okay, in this hour, Bryce Clifford interview on the way. We got some new stuff from Burn the Louvre and Mike Troublecock and Fool's Union. But let's start with Fool's Union first. You can stream this band. They're out of Hamilton on Bandcamp, YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. You can find out more about them on foolsunion.com. Okay, so there you go. We covered off on all that other stuff. A little bit about the new track as I scroll up. Raven Lake was written at the Real Raven Lake near Dorset in Northern Ontario. The band rented a cottage that was the end of a long drive through a dense forest but led to an oasis on the lake. It's about what we all desire to escape somewhere that is remote and quiet and away from all the noise and pressures of everyday life. We go to these places not only for rest and relaxation, but also for reflection and, if we can find it, redemption. So there you go. They have a video that they, as well on their website, you can check out. In a really cool track. Also, we have Mike Troublecock. You know him, you love him, from AKA The Killjoys and 9,000 other Hamilton projects that he's been a part of. His most recent is Cemetery Spawn, and that's all about horror indie music that he writes, well, his own stuff, but Cemetery Spawn puts out like this sort of like 80s kind of horror schlock rock kind of thing for indie films, and Mike actually scores a lot for a lot of indie films of the horror genre. And he sent me over a couple tracks and he goes, "Do you like this? What do you think of this stuff?" And I'm like, going, "Wow, this is great." Like, he really nailed it. So the track's called Slide Over, and it's about learning to drive with his dad, and I thought, that's awesome. Like, you know, like those kind of songs always get you in the heartstrings. I'm a little verklempt. So why don't we spin Slide Over? And but before that, we'll get into some Fool's Union. This really, really cool, great, rootsy kind of thinker rock song called Raven's Lake. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Stars.
Slide Over from Mike Troublecock. This song and two others will be featured on the new Crabs movie that's coming out. I think there was a new Crabs movie. Yeah. I thought they already released a Crabs movie. Whatever. I'll get over it. Hey, you're tuning in to Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Gunner, who can be a little confused sometimes. Burn the Louvre have been sending us some music. We've been spinning it here on the show. Their latest single is called Driving in the Rain, and I love this part here where it says, I hate both my jobs, but I love driving in the rain. Burn the Louvre weather two kinds of storms on Driving in the Rain. Of course, you know I'm reading this right from a press sheet. In the band, Jordan Spear and Sean Cooper, Driving in the Rain, folksy four single off their debut LP, Silhouettes, which takes place on a dark, stormy night. Vocalist, guitarist Jordan Spear tells the story on how this catchy indie folk tune came about. Well, Driving in the Rain is about exactly what it is. I wrote it after a fight with my ex-girlfriend. I literally drove down the pouring rain to go see her, apologize, and to go try to fix things afterwards. Oh, whatever. You did it. He says, I did it temporarily. I love the metaphor that comes from comparing driving in inclement weather to that of weathering a storm. I also love to play on words in the title of the phrasing, Driving Rain. Also, we were busy weathering our own emotional storm. I still couldn't help but appreciate the pathetic fallacy of my situation, he mused. Of course, it was raining that night. Man, you gotta get dumped by your girlfriend and break up to write a song. Here's Driving in the Rain. New stuff from Burn the Louvre. No, how about we say Steel City Music? Stop with the stuttering. Stop drinking coffee. How about that, Gunner?
I can feel it coming down, everything is turning gray. The storm ain't coming now, but the sky says it's on its way. Running down the driveway, trying to escape. It's just a little water, oh, it's nothing you can't take. Condescending conversations building in the air. It's filing on my windshield, but I'm too depressed to care. Wipe the sway from my left back to the right. They clear the way and then they creep back out of sight. It's a gloomy day, but it's my favorite drive. Got my life at 10 and 2, drift across the broken lines. Babe, I'm on my way, yeah. I swear to God, if you call me that one more time, I'm sorry I was misbehaving. Don't ever call me back, oh honey, please stay on the line. I'm losing grip on the wheel again. I don't know why, but I love driving. Sky is darker than her hair, and all Beck's modern guilt has got me way too self-aware. The weather's getting worse, man, it's really coming down. It's just the second verse, but I think I'm gonna drown. Conventional conversations ringing in my ears. Wanna kiss her in the rain, so I can't see the tears. 714,000, it's the only voice I hear. I'd call her just to listen if I didn't have to steer. The tires keep on skidding.
Driving in the rain, Driving in the Rain from Burn the Louvre. All right, so I jumped on Zoom the other day and had a chat with Bryce Clifford. Big show coming up. All-Star Lucinda Williams tribute at Clifford Brewing. I even said that in the interview. You can hear me. Brewery. At 398 Nash Road here in Hamilton, Ontario. It's a big tribute to Lucinda Williams, and everybody's on the bill. And more. How about I just say that? Everybody's on this show and more. Hey, thanks for tuning into Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. My next guest is an old friend of the show, Bryce Clifford, who was nice enough to wake up and download Zoom on his phone so we could do this chat. Good morning or good afternoon, buddy.
Yeah, that was a lot of technology, man.
You know what, though? Here's the thing about you. Over the last couple of years, it was kind of hit and miss with you with phone rings and stuff like that. And then, of course, my iRig died. But you handled this whole situation like a champ, man. You downloaded Zoom on the phone, and you were ready to go, you know?
Yeah, man. My my old AV days kick in every once in a while.
In a while, the brain cells work for you. Show coming up, something that you want to put together for a while from what I've been doing some reading online. Lucinda Williams on May 20th at Clifford Brewing. What's the deal, pal? How did this come about?
Actually, man, it was around December. I saw the Red Hill Valleys at the Casbah.
Right.
And they did two, maybe it was three, if I'm not dreaming, Lucinda songs in a row. Mm-hmm. And it was right then that I was like, oh, man, this would be cool. And then I saw Laura Cole a couple nights later do a Lucinda song. Then I saw Heather Valley do a Lucinda song. And I thought, okay. And then I just set a date on the calendar and I told everyone, hey, if you're available, come on down.
Was that your initial tuning into Lucinda Williams music was by those artists, or was she on your radar before? Because you lived down in the States for a while.
Yeah, no, she's always been in my top five, I would say, songwriters of all time. And, you know, there's been a lot of Bob Dylan nights, a lot of Leonard Cohen nights, and man, it's time for Lucinda. So I just hope enough people in, like, you're right, she is under the radar. So I hope enough people in Hamilton know who that is. And if they don't, then look it up.
Well, that would be a shame if they didn't. But I mean, she floats somewhere around the folk Americana country vibe. And I was doing, because her music, I was always aware of her music, and but I could never pinpoint a song, right? Someone always covered her music, and it's kind of strange that you said that about the Red Hill Valley folks and Heather Valley and Laura Cole, that they covered her, because other people actually turned some of her music into like hits, you know, because she came out like 1978, 79. That's like before my time, where she'd be on my radar. But she won a Grammy for like best contemporary folk album as well.
Well, the funny thing is, her first big break, which for every songwriter would be awesome to happen, but very cheesy, was Mary Chapin Carpenter did, I can't even remember the name of the song now, but it got
Passionate
Song of the Year.
Kisses.
Country Music Awards.
Yeah. But I also think that in my own memory, I've seen her a couple times on late night television shows as well, as in regards to, like, I think David Letterman used to have her on.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
I
was going down the YouTube rabbit hole watching some of those. Very cool.
Yeah, you're falling down the wall. Okay, so, I mean, not to give too much away, I mean, you know, I mean, we could talk, because you have a huge lineup, which is, you know, we can say who's all a part of it. Ginger St. James from Hamilton, Ontario, of course. That makes total sense, because Ginger falls under that realm. Laura Cole is also performing as well, and you said you did hear her do one of the songs. Heather Valley as well. Sarah Beattie.
Yeah. Sarah Beattie, someone who I just met recently, and she came and did a show at Clifford Brewing, and actually my band, Brother Superior, backed her up, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And I've really fallen in love with her music. Like, man, she's got such an amazing voice and style, and she's not playing enough. So I'm encouraging her. Like, come on.
So when you reached out to everyone, you said, hey, some of them you obviously heard them cover, but there's other people on this bill as well, like Carrie Clark, Deeps and Winterchild are on the bill as well. Snowheel Slim, who I believe plays with Ginger St. James, and Ben Summer. Like, what was it? Like, were you just say, hey, you want to be a part of the show? Have you heard of Lucinda Williams at all?
Yeah, kind of probably 70% of the list of everyone who's on there are people I know already. So I kind of reach out to them kind of in a real scattershot way. You know, I just see people out somewhere, say, hey, do you dig Lucinda? And yeah, Snow Hill, he's going to be playing with Ginger, of course.
Right. But also, but I just did some quick reading again, and the lineup has changed slightly. It's been added over the last couple of days. Stephen Pitkin from Elliott Brood is supposed to be a part of the house band?
Yeah, man. basically what happened there, we've had these weird things happening. Like, okay, Chris Altman, who's in my band, couldn't make the show. So then I'm like, shit, I need a lead guitar player.
Right.
And that's when I started talking to Tim Allard of the Red Hill Valleys. And to my surprise, he was totally game. And so the same thing happened with the my drummer is going to be running a little late. And then I'm like, again, holy cow, I need a drummer for the start of this show. And I reached out to Steven because I picked those guys up at the airport. They Elliott Brood just had an awesome run in Europe. And
sure.
And I was like, man, what do you think? And so to my surprise, again, he's down. He's into it. So it's going to be great.
So he's found some time to do that. That's great. And also rounding out the house band that'll be performing with everyone. You got Greg Briscoe on keys and Robin Person and Andrew Marshall.
Yeah, man. Yeah, those are three dudes I've been playing with for about 3-4 months.
Right. Yeah. In the back of my head, when I was thinking about the lineup that you put together, and some of them they will be doing the songs that they know of Lucinda Williams. Were you assigning songs, going, hey, can you do this song because it'll fit the set, or you like just play anything you want?
I have been kind of assigning songs because some of them have been like, hey, man, what do you want me to sing? It's up to you. And so I put together a list of a good 17, 18 tunes that I thought, oh, we should definitely do this one. And so like Ben Sommer, I assigned one for him, and Sarah Beattie. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at my list now.
Right.
But then there's others who, kind of went through her catalog and picked stuff out. And I'm actually still picking mine at this moment.
Oh, you're kind of waiting on this a little bit long, aren't you?
What's that?
You're waiting on this a little bit long, though. I mean, the show is coming up fairly quick.
It's coming up pretty quick, man. We're going to have quite a bit of rehearsing to do in the next week. But that's normal. We're used to putting things together fast. So
that's great. Hey, so you haven't quite picked yours yet. I was going to go through my collection of Lucinda Williams and see what song that's going to be. Again, how do we get to buy tickets? Where do we go?
I got a link up at Eventbrite. Right. I think if you do a Google search, Lucinda Williams, Hamilton, Tribute
Night at Clifford Brewery. Yeah, and you'll find Hamilton tickets. I just pulled it up right now. It's $22.23 with the taxes. The show starts at, or is it doors at 7 or the show starts at 7?
Doors will be 7 o'clock, yes, and okay. Show will be pretty tight, 8 to 11 p.m.
8 to 11 p.m. Okay, man. That sounds great. Any other things that you want to tease in regards to who might just get up on stage? Will we see any of that? Or is this just going to be the lineup, you think?
No, I think the lineup is definitely going to have some changes to it. I've still got some people asking me if they can do a tune or two. And I'm like, if we can fit it in, for sure. No, there's definitely going to be surprises. I'm going to be surprised by everything that happens. I like to keep it kind of loose like that. So, sure. Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I was hopefully going to hear you say, yeah, Max Ray is going to get up and play, but Max can't get out of bed. So, you know, there you go.
I tell you what, Max Ray is going to jump up and do one. That's right. He came down last Friday and played a little mini set at Clifford out of the blue. So, hey, man.
I heard Max is getting out and doing it again, putting in his face around some of his friends again and playing. That's what I'm trying to encourage.
It was beautiful. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we gotta get more of these local icons out in front of people again and start enjoying themselves. You know, the weather's great. It's good to be checking out shows again, and it's a good time to be in Hamilton. Hey, Bryce, thanks for taking this opportunity for me to have this chat with you. I'm going to play some Lucinda Williams, and I'm going to play some of the music from all the artists that are participating on this night. Once again, it is May 20th, Friday, May 20th, 7 o'clock doors. As Bryce said, a tight set from 8 to 11, covering the music of Lucinda Williams. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Just want these holes. for love to start. It's always got to break somebody else's heart. Odd man out. He leans on a jukebox all day. Yeah, they've moved on. He scratched a skip in the same old song. Odd man out.
Slept outdoors in the cold dirt floor. You call wild for it, living on the run. Safe out there from the notch where to show that a better man's won. Don't come looking for me. 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 Won't come back this time.
skip on out tonight.
How you get here is how you need.
Hamilton. You're listening to Indie 101.5 FM. CIOI.
Steel City Music.
Another year you made a promise. Another chance to